It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh**. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than stealing a box of cat poop.
Cat poop.
Yes, you can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com and clicking live broadcast. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Sensei Russ Ferdico.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Thanks for coming in, brother. And Joe will be here, 15 minutes, half an hour, so we'll have Joe a little earlier than usual, which is nice. Pip is out tonight, so when Joe gets in, he will man the chat room. On the show, Professor makes a joke about Barron Trump. Donald Trump bullies a teen. County in North Dakota does not want refugees. In Fort Lauderdale, you can get arrested for feeding the homeless.
Are you suggesting North Dakota's become a destination spot?
I'm suggesting. I said all along that it's useless to have two Dakotas. But anyway,
Paradise Island, North Dakota.
Well, I'm going to Paradise.
How does
Island.
One choose?
I'll tell you. Next week, you will have seen my decision by my Instagram feed.
Nice.
Let's see. An outstanding display of spite. We'll play some God or Lover on the Afterbirth show. Is technology replacing Santa? We'll have our own Santa Claus.
Tisk.
Weigh in on that. So I'm gonna come out hot at you, Russ.
Oh no!
This was a last minute development. I'm coming at you hot.
Curveball. What do you got?
So you put me into this Fakakta group, Facebook group, comedy and politics.
Yes.
Lo, those many years ago. So you posted a meme, which I'm loath to political memes to begin with.
Love them. A picture can speak a thousand words.
Yes, all of them stupid.
it's excellent.
A picture can speak a thousand words for those who can't speak a thousand words.
There you go. Which one got your ass in?
No. I wasn't mad at the meme.
Okay.
I don't get mad at that shit.
Which one got your attention? You never
On the day where, I did. On the day where Donald Trump...
That's right, you got angry over a joke.
I was not angry.
Let
me explain. So on the day Donald Trump bullied a teen, which we'll get to, Russ decides to post a meme with Donald Trump holding a gun, making America great again. And I called Russ out. I said, how can you look up to this guy? I remember a time where you and I raised money for bullying.
Yes, anti-bullying. Okay. Correct.
All right. Now that's not the point of this. You never responded.
I wasn't going to turn a joke meme into a pissing match.
Here's
with you
the
on
thing:
a comedy page.
It's not
anyway.
Right. Anyway, my comment was deleted.
Yes.
So
I wasn't going to argue on a comedy page.
No
free speech on Orange County politics because
no free speech.
It's meant to be funny.
It's not funny.
And that would have taken it in the wrong direction.
How is that funny?
You were angry that day.
I was not angry.
Because Donald Trump did something Donald Trump does. And I voted for the guy and say this.
Well, we'll get to that.
He acted like a douche.
We'll get to that story.
And you blew up at me and I'm like, you know what?
I asked you a question.
My conservative friends, and I got a message, by the way. I got a message. So no, it was not free speech. You're about to turn a comedy page into a brawl because there is a disproportionate amount of conservatives in that group.
All right, stop. Like we just talked about before the show.
And I do have liberals in that group as well.
Hold on. Like people we talked have about before the people, show, if you were pro-Donald Trump, you were not a conservative.
I'm just saying.
So people are not conservatives.
Donald Trump supporters in that group.
Fine, Republicans.
There's a disproportionate, we'll call them whatever.
They're Republicans. They're not conservatives.
But a friend of mine posted a picture, and you laughed at it too, Donald Trump getting humped by a dog while playing golf, and I thought it was friggin' hysterical. So I saw your post, and I got a message. Who the fuck is this guy? I was like, he's a dear friend of mine. He hates Trump with a passion. So he writes back, Snowflake? I'm like, no, he's actually a comedian, but just
Snowflake.
Let it go. All
right. Donald Trump is the biggest fucking snowflake in the world, and I had a cop on my show admit as much last week.
Donald Trump knows how to do what Donald Trump does. He knows ruckus. He knows how to make noise. And he brings it. Listen, you got to expect this.
To delete it.
Because it was going to boil over and it wasn't going to be funny anymore.
It wasn't
and
funny.
And Donald Trump holding a 45 out of a limo saying, get in, we're making America great. I found fucking hysterical.
How was that hysterical?
So I'm like, this is going to turn in to probably a 30-post fight where I'm having my friends insult each other.
No, I was calling you out.
No, and that's fine.
I wasn't calling Donald Trump out.
And I looked at I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to delete this one because if I answer him, the other Trump supporters are going to jump by them. I have my own friends insulting each other on a page that's supposed to promote laughter. So that was a judgment call. It was fucking hysterical.
How is that
you
funny?
Don't like memes. It's
no, but
you.
If they're funny, I mean, you know.
It's you. I mean, I posted about 2,000 memes.
You're in love with memes.
You might. They're fantastic.
They're not. They're bumper. They
they're are
bumper
fantastic.
Stickers for people who have opposable thumbs.
No, it's. I'm first of all, you don't know. You do know this about me. I'm an art guy. Okay,
this is not art. A picture of Donald Trump. First of all, Donald Trump wouldn't know what to do with a gun.
I'm a creative kind of guy.
Oh my! Did you create that meme? I've seen that meme before.
That one wasn't mine.
Okay.
Most of them on that site are mine, actually.
But
I get bored of thinking these
we're
things.
Talking about, that's fine.
And my wife rolls her eyes, and I think it's
and
fucking
your wife
hysterical.
Is absolutely correct.
She usually is. But I think it's fucking hysterical.
And you obviously want to get laid, so that's probably the smartest thing you're going to say tonight.
So no, I didn't do that to silence free speech. I'm thinking, this meme's fucking funny. I got one friend already texting me about who the fuck is this guy. I'm like, this is going to turn into a fight. I'm going to have to see my friends insulting each other, going back
and
forth.
Well, first of all, you know I don't insult people when I get into political
exactly.
Argument.
I didn't want to see you getting insulted or the Trump supporters that I know.
But it's funny how he immediately defaults to Snowflake. When my point was
correct.
About bullying, which was very specific to a history that you and I share and a view which we both share, anti-bullying. So I wasn't calling out Donald Trump. I was calling you out.
I know, but it was not relevant to the post. The post wasn't about Donald Trump being
on
a douche to a little girl.
That's not
the point.
But it is relevant to the post.
No,
because
it wasn't.
On the day when he bullies a teen and you yourself call him a douche, you say making America great.
Between that day and today, how many times has he acted like a douche? 30, maybe 40?
No, I think that's the today.
Exactly. That was before lunch.
He wrote a letter to Pelosi that everybody
loved it. I have read it. I was laughing my ball. It was the funniest thing.
First of all, here's the best part. You know he didn't write it because there's too many syllables.
Here's the best part. That's in the annals of American history. Well, that's stuck there.
They all are.
But this is great, though.
All of his tweets are. It's there.
This is the third president in the history of our nation to be impeached.
Fourth.
Annals, whatever.
Fourth president,
I thought third.
Yeah, Johnson. Yeah. Nixon. You had Clinton, and now after tomorrow, you will most likely have President Trump.
Okay, so fourth. Excuse me. Very good. Johnson, everybody forgets Johnson. So,
it was an exciting
presidency. So, anyway, this is something that's going into the archives of the highlights of the presidential chain back from Washington. There's only been 45 people who've done it. And that letter stuck there, and I think it's fucking funny.
What's that presidential library going to look like? A comic book?
I think I want to go there one day and just sit back and take it all in and hopefully laugh my balls off.
There's no way there's books in that presidential library.
At the 8 years, and it's going to be eight years. Okay. It's going to be 8 years. Davin, whether you like it or not, it's going to be. And here's
Could be, might not be.
It's going to be.
I love the fact that you're overconfident.
I love the fact.
Joe has told me it's going to be a landslide, which is hilarious.
I think. With the exception,
he's going to lose more of the popular vote
of the coastal. He's going to lose the big coastal states.
He might lose Texas if he loses.
No way.
Texas is going purple.
No way.
Texas is going purple.
No way. And even Virginia that fucked up and went purple. They're about to have an internal civil war to go back to red.
No, they're not. They just voted blue. They've been voting blue.
I know. That's going to change if they pass the stupid gun legislation. So what I'm saying is it was just a day where, okay, Trump did something and said something stupid. Like, that's never happened before. I found a meme on another site that made me laugh my ass off, and I wanted to share it in a comedy group.
That's not funny.
You write a paragraph about bullying and how a stupid meme with Trump, which was funny, sometimes translates into bullying a girl with Asperger's. I'm like, I even said to myself, where the fuck did this come from? So I'm like,
because the whole thing of the meme is bullying. He's pointing a gun. That's bullying.
That's not bullying. That's funny shit.
It's not funny.
It's funny. Not a little girl.
It's funny if you think that pussy knows what to do with a gun.
If it was a meme,
you know damn well he doesn't know what to do with a gun.
Probably not.
You know he doesn't have enough strength in his biceps to lift that gun.
Donald Trump is a Democrat from Queens. He can't use a gun.
He's not a Democrat. He's a selfish. No, you're right. But
he's a Democrat from Queens.
I don't want to get
know shit about guns.
He doesn't know shit about anything. But
economy strong.
As I just posted on my Facebook.
Economy strong.
Listen, if you
he's been in too long to say it was Obama now. He's deregulated.
Like I tell Joe.
Listen, here's where he's got my vote. He's deregulated. I do believe our country overall is safer. I like the trade deals. He's got China on the ropes. It looks like they're going to come to the table.
I don't have time to refute all this.
These are positive things that are...
He doesn't have China on that. There's been nothing with the intellectual property. Nothing. Nothing with the stealing.
Okay.
And they're still not buying as much stuff as they used to
buy. Rome wasn't built in a day. No pun intended.
It's been 4 years, and our farmers are now socialized.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
We now have socialism farmers.
China is going to start buying more ag products. We got socialism in our cities, for crying out loud.
Holy shit. Right. Where's the liberalism is Donald Trump?
You want to talk about refugees? That's a bunch of socialists escaping a socialist country to come here for our socialism, which is funded with capitalism. It's a fucking joke.
If you like Donald Trump, you are pro-socialism.
No, I'm not pro-socialism.
You most certainly are.
I am anti-regulation.
He tells companies to stop doing business with China.
I am.
He told he messes with American companies, messes with Harley Davidson. You are pro-socialist.
No, then you
can't be Donald Trump.
I am.
You're pro-socialist.
I'll tell you one thing.
You don't like a free market.
I love a free market.
Then you don't like Donald Trump.
Dude, you can't get more capitalist than me. Well, you can't.
Well, then you can't have it both ways.
For all my gripes, and again, they're doing it again, and you and I had this conversation exactly 3 years ago. Why am I voting for Trump? And you commended me, saying I gave you the answer that made the most sense.
You want to be entertained.
That's
what you told me.
I knew it'd be fucking hysterical. That's a nihilist in me. I knew it'd be absolutely 4 years of pure awesome entertainment.
You have a macabre sense of humor.
Yeah, you cannot really. That's better. I mean, nothing HBO, Disney can ever conjure is more funnier than the shit that's happened the past 3 years in our government.
I would beg to differ.
It's fantastic.
I would beg to differ.
And it's history too. So as a student of history, I just found it hysterical.
Student of history, you forgot how many fucking impeachments we had.
Yeah, I know. I missed one. Yeah, forgive me.
Well, in your defense, you didn't say a good student of history.
Wow. I got my degree. I didn't say
you
what
were
grade
a C student of history.
Yes, I was.
That's my job. Let me put it on a meme so you can understand.
Yeah,
it.
I love memes. They're so great. So the other reason why was the Democratic candidate didn't speak to me.
That's fine.
And now here I have, years later, 16, 20, whatever, and it became a competition of who can sound more socialist than Bernie Sanders. And I'm like, all right. These fuckers ain't going to work for me either.
Well, that's not true.
And then it narrows down to two. One that got by in life pretending she was a Native American. Holy shit.
That's not true either.
Dude. I've seen Elizabeth Warren speak publicly. She's a wreck. And Joe Biden, who he can't tell you what he had for breakfast this morning because
he forgot. Neither can Trump.
He's shy. He bit his wife's finger, too. That was kind of weird.
That was weird.
That was weird. I didn't like the finger bite. I'm not being biased. It just freaked me out.
It's a little weird.
I don't know if he thought it was like somebody was feeding him.
I think he was being affectionate.
I don't think so. I think he was hungry and something was in front of his face. Or
I don't know.
Maybe he thought it was like a little girl who was like...
Stop.
Reaching out.
President Trump is the one who got sued by a 13-year-old girl with the Epstein.
Oh, yeah, I know. And
okay.
Biden gets a little snuggly and cuddly.
Right, but none of them said it was sexual.
None
of the women said it was sexual. Donald Trump has 21 credible accusations. All right, so whatever. Okay. But I understand. But you know what? You might get a Pete Buttigieg. You might get an Amy Klobuchar.
Amy doesn't stand the fucking chance.
It's a shame she doesn't.
It's unfortunate
because
her public speaking skills are atrocious. So in a debate, Trump's going
to
wreck her.
That's not true. People don't pay attention to debates.
Moderate...
Donald Trump lost every debate with Hillary Clinton, and it didn't fucking matter.
He really did it.
Yes, he did.
He really did.
Yes, he looked like a moron.
He was no, he was just Trump. He delivered what he was supposed
Donald
to
Trump's
deliver.
Biggest quote from the thing was, no, you're no, the puppet.
After here's the problem with Hillary Clinton.
It doesn't matter. She's irrelevant. I don't care.
15 minutes into whatever she's saying, it's nails on a chalkboard.
That's fine.
The way she spoke was so obnoxious. It was horrible.
But she's smart.
Her voice went right through him, no matter what she was saying.
That's not the right. You don't have to go to bed with her.
No, not at all. But her policies were outrageous, too.
That's not true.
And she was a criminal. But Klobuchar...
Well, clearly you have no issue with criminals, because you're going to vote for one again.
Oh, here we go. Being a douchebag is not being a criminal.
He is an unindicted co-conspirator, my friend.
He is an unindicted douchebag who did nothing wrong.
He's an unindicted...
This is about politics, and this whole thing's a shit show.
That's not... Anyway, that's not the point.
The
point
is this. Klobuchar, though, I think is one step away from being what I think our country could use right now, which is a Bobby Kennedy Democrat. And I would love to see a fiscally conservative, pro-business, pro-free market, low-tax, small-government Democrat in office just to kind of balance out what I see as the radicalism that has infested both parties.
Well, you have a big party Republican in office right
okay.
now.
Well,
big
no,
government.
No, no.
You
well,
have
like
a big
say,
government.
Well, your party went psycho.
Party.
Well, your persuasion, people of your persuasion have gotten more radical.
Persuasion?
Yes, you're left
radical.
To center. You're
I'm left to center, but I'm not radical.
You're left to center. Now, I wouldn't say you're radical, but I'm saying people of the left-wing persuasion have swung way far left. And
but
I
Trump
think,
is way far right.
Well, hold on. No, actually, he's not. He's not
if you look at his policies.
I think the Trump supporters have put on earplugs. So you got two things going on right now.
I think
now.
They love everything about him.
Well, there's parts that are funny, like Trump put the gun in the limo, get in, we're making America great. I didn't silence you. I didn't want my friends piling on you.
Well, doesn't that say about your friends? What's that say about your friends? Because I'm talking to you.
No.
I specifically spoke to you.
This is part of a bigger problem right now, and I'm seeing it, unfortunately, with friendships and families. We're so polarized right now, this shit's getting personal.
But that's on them. I was calling out something of a shared history
yes.
that you and I have.
Which had nothing to do with my meme.
Well, it had to
if it would have been about him bullying a girl
we'll get
and
there.
Suggesting
we'll get there.
That I was in favor of it, I would have had to answer your post.
We'll get there.
I posted some funny shit with Trump holding a gun.
Fine.
Ironically, a 45 because he's the 45th president, so I found it funny. I don't. You don't catch shit like that, but I did.
I did not catch that. Admittedly,
so I even spoke with my wife. I'm like, I got. If I answer this, it's going to be a pylon. If I don't answer it, it's going to be a
well,
pylon.
What's that say about your friends?
I'm like, no.
What's that say about them?
It says that we become so polarized right now that, like I said, your party swung so far radical. The Trumpers have put in their earplugs, and. We got problems.
We do have problems.
Civil discourse is now gone. We have a president being impeached because he's a douchebag.
That's not true. I don't want to get
I'm sorry.
That's not true.
It is true.
It's not true.
It is true. And I'll tell you, that Senate trial might bury some Democrats. Because here's what I think happened. The Democrats impeached Trump for investigating them. And
Trump
yeah.
didn't investigate anybody.
Oh, the FISA warrant is now a criminal investigation as per the Attorney General.
It has nothing to do with the Democrats.
Oh, yes, it does. They filed it.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they
the FBI did.
Dad.
Yeah, John Comey, that noted liberal.
Who was behind? Again, it gets deeper. And let me tell you, I feel this. Trump's, whether you like him or not, and I hope we can agree on this, Trump's been ahead of the media and the Democrats and the Republicans in the original field, the 15 candidates, whatever it was, every step of the way. He's a multimillionaire from New York City. He knows the game. He knows the media. He knows. He's been dealing with these motherfuckers for 40 years. He knows the gig. He knows how they operate. And I feel in my gut, unfortunately, our nation is going to have a bomb dropped on it, figuratively speaking, during that Senate hearing. He's got something up his sleeve. He wants us to go to trial.
No, he doesn't.
With Roberts, yes, I feel it.
He doesn't.
I've been right about everything so far.
He said he wanted to testify for Mueller.
I've been right about things so far for the most part. I think he wants to go to this trial. I think AG Barr.
What a disgrace that guy is.
Regardless of how you feel about him, they got something that can't be released in the media or during an election year. is going to come out in the trial, and it's going to flatten all of us.
So you think Donald Trump can keep a secret?
I think I think Trump has been playing the media and the leadership of the Democratic Party like a fucking harp since he walked down that escalator at Trump Plaza.
Donald Trump has played the media.
And he has won
and
in the end.
He's played the media.
He has been think about how many times he was down during the Republican primary and the election. Even now, his poll numbers are through the roof, whether you want to admit it or
not. They're in the 40s.
Even the liberal. That's fucking amazing.
No, it's not.
Those are Clinton-level poll numbers, man.
That's not great.
Bill Clinton was very, very popular president.
No, when Bill Clinton, at the end of his term.
No, midterm. I'm talking 4 years. After his 4 years, Bill Clinton was in the 40s. And very popular.
And he left in the 60s.
Another guy who I thought should not have been impeached, I thought he should have been censured, only because what's fair is fair. If my boss, who in this case was the American people, walked into my office and found a 19-year-old on her knees servicing me, I would have lost my job. Yeah, I thought impeachment was fucking retarded.
Listen,
you know,
Bill Clinton got off easy.
When you go
back and look at all the allegations by women against him,
I'm not talking about allegations. I'm talking about what happened then and there.
For that particular thing,
a rich white millionaire getting his cock sucked by a younger girl is happening all over New York City right now as we speak.
Let me tell you something.
It's quite common whether we want to accept it or not. I'm not saying I agree with it, but a rich, powerful dude getting his dick sucked by a younger woman.
Let me tell you something.
That shit happens. But it happened
in our
on
lifetime,
our dime in the Oval Office.
After Ronald Reagan, because I don't know what to make of Reagan. We were kids when Reagan was president. Put Reagan aside.
He bankrupted the Soviets. Great guy.
Post-Reagan, we've had two decent men as president. George Herbert Walker Bush and Barack Obama. Two decent men. Forget about either politics or nothing. Two decent men.
Decent is in civil. All right.
It's a good human being.
Yes.
Good people.
Yes.
People you can look up to. W, no. Clinton, no. Trump, no.
W was a C student. Clinton's a fucking pervert. But a moderate Democrat.
I'm talking about person. I'm not talking about their policy.
The person itself.
Be like this guy.
Yes. At post-Reagan, I got to agree with you. Yes.
That's
Barack Obama was very... You know, not policy, person, the way he presented himself.
That's what I'm talking about.
The way he acted, the person he was.
Somebody just asked me.
Bush Sr., absolutely. The guy was a fucking war hero.
I remember when that used to be respected.
So, remember those days?
Yeah. I still respect people who lay down their life and get injured for my country.
To my point, in backing up my decision, I wasn't silencing you. Your post was irrelevant, first of all. But I saw the pileup coming because it's not my friends or people I know or people you know. Our country in general has moved away from civil discourse.
They can't talk. They can insult.
Correct. It's become remember the old snapping contest, the dissing contest? You're not from the city.
What, like the dozens?
Yeah, aren't you from the city originally?
No,
they even had a TV show about it not too long ago. We used to hang out with a bunch of Board Street kids, and we were getting a contest. You make fun of each other until it got too personal.
That's really your mama
and somebody, yes, exactly. Yeah, your mom was so fat, her high school picture was there, that kind of shit.
The comedian, I can't think of his name, was married to Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
African man, like, hosted, like, America's Got Talent.
Yes. So we used to do it in the Bronx growing up until it got too personal and somebody got punched in the mouth. That's what our political discussions have become. Where even the facts right now, I can't even call facts because they're so driven either by political bias or anger. There are people to this day, 3 years later, they are furious that, and I voted for him, a douche. And I knew he was a douche because his key to stardom was a TV show that revolved around him fucking firing people. What did you expect?
He was a star before
So this rich guy from Queens.
He was a star before that.
This rich guy from, yes, he was.
This was the second act of
his
stardom.
I get it. The rich guy from Queens wanted to be president. I knew what I was voting for. Okay, I knew I wasn't going to get that Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., presence. I knew that.
I would take a George W. Bush presence at this point.
you would take the C student again?
Not the C student. I think he's smarter than this guy.
Oh, my God.
I think he's more intelligent than this guy.
God.
And I did not like W.
No, I don't.
W got us into wars we did not belong in.
The problem was he wasn't president. Cheney was.
No.
when it came to foreign affairs.
And now it turns out three presidents, W, Obama, and Trump, have lied to us about Afghanistan.
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
So that's fantastic, too.
Oh, no doubt. At least you're fair, yes. So,
yeah, because I know the facts.
And I'm like, listen, this guy's a friend of mine. I do his show. I know his kid. I don't want the pile on. And I saw it coming. And
all
I was
right.
like, fuck it.
All right. I commented again. You should have wrote.
No, I wasn't upset. At first, I was like, what the fuck? This is totally irrelevant to Trump.
I don't think it was.
The 45th president holding a 45 caliber handgun in a limo saying, get in, we're making America great. I chuckled when I saw the meme. And then your response, I'm like, ah, shit.
Well, it was the day he just bullied a teenage girl.
I know, and I'm not condoning that.
We'll
I'm just
get
saying.
There. We'll get there.
It was irrelevant to the post. The Trumpsters on the page. I'm like, I'm going to watch my friends.
I don't understand how you can support this.
I knew he was a douche but when I before I
voted
for him.
I don't think you knew how big of a douche. Nobody knew how big.
Agreed.
Nobody
that
knew how
China
big.
Had to be smacked around,
well,
and
big.
Nobody in the Democratic field had the balls to do it.
Listen.
At least he's trying. I do agree that we need a border security wall. I think my nation,
think
your
so
nation, too. Our nation, has to get out of the child sex slave and heroin importation industry. And the best way to do that, one of the ways to do it, is a wall, which is relatively inexpensive.
Mexico's paying for it. I know.
Mexico did not pay for it.
Get out of here.
No, I know, shucks.
But
I know.
But that's what they said.
It is an infinitesimal amount of money compared to what, in the grand scheme of things, what we pay for national defense. And I do consider it national defense. I'm sorry. I don't. Our government, since the 70s, has been involved in heroin, drug, now fentanyl importation, and the importation of sex slaves. Where do you think Epstein got some of his staff from? They came right over that fucking border.
You mean Epstein, the friend of Bill,
the guy
Clinton,
who did
and
not
Donald
hang
Trump?
Himself. Yes, the guy who did not.
The
hang
friends
himself.
Of both of them.
He did not. Hang
I, I know. I know. It's. The, I know the right likes to go
and other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to know because let me tell you,
a lot of rich people,
I
a lot of very powerful people.
Yes. So anyway,
but
no,
I would never.
I would never silent if it was a political site for. Policy.
It's called political.
That's the name itself is funny too. It's mostly political memes and just pure fuckery.
So apparently there's a whole humor on that yes. only is in your head.
Yes, and that's why there's only 81 people in the group because only 81 people out of the seven.
I didn't ask to be
27 million Facebook users find me funny
all right,
with that
well,
shit.
Well, all right. I don't
I'm
know
sorry if that hurt your feelings.
Did
I just didn't want to see a pile up.
So speaking of Facebook,
yes, Facebook.
So I get friend requests from people I don't know.
You travel nationally and people.
But
know
most
your name.
Most people I don't accept.
Yeah, because you're on stage, man. Let's you know.
No, but if it's a fan, I'll accept them.
Okay.
If I think it's a fan, I'll accept them. I get a friend request from a lot of comics. I don't accept them unless I know them.
Okay.
Because I don't need to know who's doing the open mic where. I just don't give a shit.
Honestly.
So I get a friend request from a young white male who claims to be a talent agent. He was friends with six comic friends of mine. I initially thought he was a comic.
Okay.
So what I do is when I get these friend requests, I go onto the Facebook page. Do I possibly know them?
Because
if I know them,
where I see this person at a show or whatever, yeah.
I'll accept them.
Yeah, maybe they open for you. Or, yeah.
So this is what I see on his page. Why are Democrats so unattractive? Seems like they are. This is him writing. Are born with not only the whining crybaby gene. Gene is capitalized, by the way, so I guess it's Gene Simmons.
Nice!
They're born with Gene Simmons.
Nice. Tongue out of the mouth, baby.
But also the ugly gene. Again, Gene Simmons. Hey, Joe.
The ugly gene? I don't know. I went to New Paltz, man. I knew some hot
and, anyway,
here.
This is him. Not Democrats really hard on the eyes, which makes it very hard on the stomach, since the ugly Democrat faces just make you want to throw up. Any Democrat that is good looking is secretly a Republican. Okay. If you're an American... except Tulsi Gabbard, she's great. There's no comma there, but just so you know, who opposes Trump, GPOAT, which I think stands for greatest president of all time.
He lost me on every level of that.
I guess Abraham Lincoln can go fuck himself.
Yeah. Fuck Washington.
Yeah.
He only handed the country
hacks.
Over when he didn't have to, that
hacks.
Political hack.
Two hacks.
You fucking mope.
I hope your turkey burns. That's capitalized.
Turkey burned. He capitalized turkey?
Only want good.
Somebody wants to attack a nation.
He writes like Donald Trump tweets. Like there's random words capitalized. Only want capital G good conservatives as friends. All you libtard liars, please don't. Again, capitalize, even, attempt to friend me. I hate all of you with a passion, and every one of you need an ass kicking. And this is what friend requests me. I don't even know this guy.
That's fantastic.
I don't even know this guy.
I would have friend requested
the text that we had.
But I'll take it from you. We're friends.
That was a friend request?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I'll take it from
you. That's funny stuff.
I know you personally. I'll deal with your bullshit.
Hey, hey, that's funny stuff.
I'll invite your bullshit to accompany me on the road so I can have a 24/7 of bullshit. But to friend request somebody who you don't know.
I love it.
And have this type of nonsense.
A poorly written insult.
And here's the thing. And here's what I posted on Facebook. You can't whine about Hollywood and say, and you know, because Hollywood supposedly are all liberals, and then say they're ugly. Well, whoever they vote for. The thing that unites America is we all wish we were as attractive as the people in Hollywood.
Oh, Johannesson can be a communist. I'd still bang her.
Exactly.
If you're that right wing, who wants to be friends with you?
What? Yeah,
if you're that right, deep right wing, who wants to be friends with you?
Or our pal Honestly. Walt, apparently.
That is an ignorant fucker who can't write. That's funny stuff, man.
So this is... Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you post this one. This guy's like a talent agent? Wow. For who?
For who?
James Woods, maybe. But this guy's like 24.
James Woods?
Don't even know who that is.
He's an actor.
Is he?
Big conservative guy. Big conservative.
I have no idea.
Chachi. I guess you could get Chachi.
Chachi, there you go. Joni loves Chachi.
Well, Joni's dead, so I don't know.
Joni died?
I think
so. Yeah, she died. She died. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, she had a lot of issues.
That sucks.
Chachi was one of them.
Yeah, well, no.
But anyway.
Yeah, that's just fucking nuts.
This
man.
Is what's friend requested.
Was this like a United States? Was this local?
Inclined to believe, because this is so bad, I'm honestly inclined to believe that this is a Russian bot. I really am.
That's why I'm calling out in the question. Like,
posing as
I know
an American.
Some dumb fucking rednecks, but that's really bad.
It's straight through sucker in the Davin. But we were.
We were trying to.
My Russian voice.
Let's show the Jewish comic today.
No, this is Dracula.
This is
the Russian. There's a difference.
It's
stupid.
The same. Don't call me stupid. He thought so too.
Oh, he's a sponsor. He's right.
You're the stupid one. Let me settle that.
Man.
Yeah, my two right wing friends are going, what the fuck is that?
Somebody either really dumb in a trailer park or some dude outside of Moscow.
No, I think of California. I don't know. Joe, what's going on?
People in California are pretty relatively educated. That's a stretch.
There's stupid people all over the place.
Yeah, I guess, dude. It's a disease. It's contagious.
You know, people, when I'm performing, people go, oh, well, it's because you're in whatever the city is. I go, no, stop blaming geography. Geography has nothing to do with your behavior. You'd be a dumbass no matter where you live.
Actually, yeah.
And you've seen me do that, Joe. Yeah.
But the pools are stupid. I noticed that this summer.
Were you waiting in the pools of stupid?
No, I was.
That's I've been waiting in the pools of stupid.
I was actually neck deep in the pool of stupid. I went to Manchester, Massachusetts.
All right.
We all goof on mass holes. You know, it's an old...
Well, in New York we do.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just the way it is, you know. And I take my wife for a little midsummer break. You know, we got four kids she's managing, all home for the summer.
God bless her.
Who's going to camp? Who's, you know, breaking something in the house? Whatever. So she likes Breaking Benjamin. Don't judge her. She's a lovely woman. So I know. It's pretty embarrassing. Like, I'm there in a Slayer shirt. And I'm walking around like, these people must think I'm a sadistic nut. So I go to take a piss.
They don't even know what Slayer is.
Well, the one guy, here's my point. I go to take a piss and there's this guy who's about 60 years old. His beard's down to his knees. He looks like he just got off a chopper, you know? Like, I mean, that dude, you know? And I'm like, I'm just about to get to the bathroom right here. Fucking Slayer! And I turn around, there's this old dude with a Slayer shirt on.
Nice.
Just he and I, just in our own little world there for about 3 minutes before I realize this guy is probably on something and he's going to kill me.
Here's the thing. For the most part now, we are the old guys.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, there's still older people
No,
than us,
there are.
Not
but
way older,
this guy had about 20 years on me. So anyway, I go to Manchester, Massachusetts. And you know me, I'm a concert guy. You know me from my younger years. You know, I go to several shows a year. I'm a headbanger. And
but
it's
you don't like metal.
I like metal. Yeah, it's just Slayer, Lamb of God. I like the real shit. Yeah,
You like Avenged Sevenfold?
No.
Really?
No.
Really? What's wrong with them? Too light?
Yeah, it is. It's just they want to be angry. I'm just not feeling it.
Okay.
They're almost there. Like maybe if somebody drops a brick on their fucking foot.
Wow, what about...
Gotta go Rammstein.
Yeah, the Rammstein. Do
hard. Look at him.
Two other guys made out on stage the other night.
No way.
For LGBTQ rights, they made out on stage.
It happens, bro. It happened. What are you going to do?
A Look at you guys turning on
it
your band.
It is what it is.
Turning on my band. I love Elton John, listen, too. He mows off.
It happens. Hey, listen. I'm a Judas Priest fan. See, and when Ron Halford came out of the closet.
Ron Halford? Who's Ron Halford? His cousin? Rob.
Rob.
It's not like Ron Howard. Yeah, Rob. Like, could you see Rob Halford on me on the Andy Griffith show?
When Rob Halford came out.
I'll tell you, Angie, he came out on a motorcycle and he was talking about the devil.
Yeah. Even the most conservative headbangers were like, okay, that makes sense. Now I get it. It was in our face for 30 years. And when he announced he was gay.
Was his codpiece in your face for 30 years?
The chaps, the tight. It was just all there.
But we used to think that shit was cool.
No, when he announced that he was gay.
Is leather
cool? No. The way he
Leather's
wore,
not cool?
The way you could just tell. And it was
could
in our face.
Could you tell Freddie Mercury was gay?
For 30 years, yes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury, yeah. Well, he was a 50-yarder. And Halford was a 25-yarder. But you could just tell. Okay? You could tell.
Never heard that before.
Yes, that's a Bronx
That's
thing.
Like when George Michael came out. George Michael, really? Yeah. No, shit.
No, I never saw that coming.
This just in? No
he way. Was a goal line.
The guy spent half of his fucking show singing with his ass facing the crowd. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're all ugly.
And there was an equal proportion of 18-year-old girls and boys reaching for it. No, I never saw that coming at all.
I mean, George Michael had a fantastic ass. I mean, if you're looking for young, tight butts in the 80s, George Michael was your go-to ass.
Thing, yeah.
For that Faith video, oh, my God, pitter-patter.
Hey, oh, God. No, sometimes it's just not a surprise. You can't get down on people.
Well, you can if you're a fella.
You can't. It happens, man.
So what about Rage Against the Machine?
Actually, Deep Dark Secret.
I know you don't like their politics, but the music.
I can actually play some of their music. I'm such a fan.
Okay, so you like Rage?
Yes.
Rage is good, Joe.
I like Rage, too, but I like Avenged Sevenfold.
Joe, Anthony's brother, Joe Kimmy, is starting a Rage, has got a Rage Against the Machine band.
Is he leaving his politics at the door?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's more conservative. Jesus Christ.
He's fucking nuts.
Dude, he's beyond conservative. I don't know what the fuck he is.
He thinks he's moderate, which is the funniest
thing.
No, he's
not moderate.
Which is the funniest thing that man
he's
ever said.
I'm relatively moderate.
His brother got the funny gene.
Oh, shit.
No, capitalized G, if I'm writing it in a sentence.
That's funny. Actually, Public Enemy and Rage Against the Machine got together.
Yeah.
And cut a few tracks together. And my wife actually has video footage of me with several ounces of Jägermeister. And my speakers cranked and my bass amp cranked playing with it.
There you go.
Playing along to the song. Mm. Yeah. And
Wait, play bass?
Yeah, I do.
Cool.
Yes, I do.
See, Joe, you got to have Russ come to one of your shows and call him up on stage. He can fucking jam with you.
It's hard shit. But, like, Rage is, like,
really
easy
play
listening.
Hard stuff. You guys are
classic. I relax to Rage and Metallica.
Fragile. It's weird with Fragile Sky. We play some heavy stuff.
Play Rammstein?
No, we don't play Rammstein because we don't do
control
original. But we do. We could be heavy.
No, I'm talking about your cover bit. No, I like the original.
Oh, Sexy
stuff.
Susan, Sexy Susan. No, we do a lot of classic stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what you.
I can't play
classic
stuff.
You're not going to call him up to play a Fragile Sky tune.
No,
stupid.
No, Ground Control to Major Tom. Don't know them. Yeah, can't do it. Yeah, but
I want to bring a fan up to play our original song that they never heard. Let's see how this goes.
To me, that's Rage Against the Machine, Metallica. I relax to music like that.
Well, Metallica used to be a lot harder.
Oh, yeah. After the Injustice for All album, they became a totally different band.
Did you hear this? David Lee Roth is opening up for Kiss on the summer leg of their farewell tour.
Electric wheelchair? Can you still push the wheels?
Oh, stop.
How long is this farewell tour? It's been 20 years, this farewell tour.
Exactly. Saying goodbye is hard.
There's
money to be made. I saw the concert this year, the farewell tour.
That's funny. And one of the glam bands I do, actually, there was two, actually three. I call my guilty pleasures. It was Twisted Sister, Motley Crue, mm-hmm. and Def Leppard.
I did not. I would have invited you,
but yeah,
I didn't know.
No,
I didn't want to be mocked by you.
I actually watched the Motley Crue movie.
Yeah, the Dirt.
And
good movie.
Yes, the Dirt was an amazing movie.
I don't know about
and
amazing. It's
my
like
wife,
an Oscar.
Who is a fan of horror movies, was offended by it. I'm like, you'll watch somebody get chainsawed in their half. Literally, from their cock up to their throat.
Because
that
in the first 10
you.
Minutes, there's a scene of but a woman squirting.
It was
of course
fantastic.
She was offended, stupid.
It was fantastic.
And what movie was this?
The Dirt.
Oh, I didn't see The Dirt.
It is an actual...
You can now with the thing I bought you.
Unexaggerated.
Yes, you got it hooked up, yeah.
You got it hooked
documentary.
Up?
No, I haven't had a chance to do anything.
It's an unexaggerated... And it's funny, because after the movie, they'll have real camcorder footage from the 80s.
All right.
With the scene from the movie.
Right, wow.
Just reinforcing the fact, we didn't make this up, this shit actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was about Motley Crue, their beginning, and their peak.
Right.
Shout out to Devil, girls, 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 you know, the whole thing. And I don't want to ruin it for
you.
Ozzy, yes, I did.
Book's good.
The book was great.
Yeah, you know, I didn't see the movie, but I did read the book.
The book was great. To see the visual eclipse the book. Yet it put it.
I don't know about that.
It actually did. Because you're reading the book and it's cool, like, wow, that's some fucked up shit. When the movie, I saw the movie and I saw the visual behind it, I was like, holy fuck. The scene with Ozzy and the guy they got out to play Ozzy was great.
Right.
You have to make it, like, I'd say top five on your to-do list this week.
Really?
Because, yeah, as a guy who, you know, obviously a musician.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, wow. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you guys a question, because Devin and I are going to go see them. And I was on Don Jameson's show about 3 weeks ago. And nobody knows, Don Jameson was part of that metal show with Eddie Trunk and
Yes, of course. So
he's also a comic.
He's also a comic, yeah.
That's how I know
him for a year. But we're you know, on the music end of this, I just wanted to do the preamble on that. So basically we're on and we were talking, and he asked the question, and he goes, how do you feel about Motley Crue coming back out? They signed a contract and all of this. And I go, I don't have a problem with it, because I think when The Dirt, the movie, came out, it gave them more of a popularity.
Correct. That's what
they
say.
I agree with that.
Building a fan base. I go, if that movie did not come out and they were going on this tour, fuck those guys.
They were millennials.
They were retired?
You know what?
In a way. Vince Neil looks like shit.
He's looked like shit the last two tours I've seen him.
He looks like a Buddha on meth.
He's looked like that. He can't say anymore. His voice is shot.
Oh, it's shot.
I saw him with Poison in New York Dolls. His voice is shot. This was like 10 years ago.
But to Joe's point, and I agree, there were millennials who didn't even know these guys existed. They saw The Dirt, and it's like, wow, these guys are fucking cool, man.
I think they got a restart.
I bet it's mostly people our age at this concert that we're going to. It's not going to be a bunch of kids.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I don't know.
There'll be some. There's always
some. I went to Slayer's farewell tour. And there were four generations there.
They'll be back.
No, they're done.
Music is like...
Slayer's
like
done.
Kerry King's out.
No. Jeff Hanneman died.
Okay. Yeah.
Kerry King wants to do solo stuff. He'll keep going. Tommy Araya, the singer, he's just done.
Yeah.
He wants to just go home with his family and chill.
You know what it is, these guys?
Until
you're
home with your family for a couple of years.
Yeah,
like,
I got to
get on the road. Stop it.
You want to know something? No,
Kerry, can you hang up this picture for me? No, bitch, die.
Let me tell you something. As you get older, playing out gets a lot harder. Now, I mean, for what these guys are on the road, they're in a bus, they're all this. I mean, I go out and I have to lug my stuff in.
Yeah, they're not lugging shit except their bellies.
I know, but the thing is, all the guys in my band are pretty much the same age. I think I'm the oldest one in the band.
Are 20-year-olds blowing them after your set?
No.
Okay, there's a difference.
We're all in our pretty much all in our 50s in the band.
Yes.
And you got to hear us. Me, Joe, my lead singer, and I, we get out of the car, making all these. Because
you're driving.
You're not in a bus.
You can't move without making sound effects anymore.
You don't have your own masseuse. You don't have your own trainer.
On the small level we are in, it's tough to do. I mean, I was lugging my gear on one time.
On this level, it's tough to do. On that level, you could do it. You'd be fine.
Show up. Yeah,
you'd be fine. The Rolling Stones are still doing it.
Well, Keith Richard died 10 years ago. The drugs just haven't gotten the message to his brain yet.
Why would you stop? Vince Neil was playing these clubs. Nobody wanted to see him do solo shit, play Motley Crue shit. Nobody cares, you know, nobody wants to see Tommy Lee or Nikki Sixx or Mick Mars. Together, people want to see him. You know, Steven Tyler went on a solo fucking tour and did country shit. I saw it. It was fine. But you know what? Aerosmith together.
Him. Yeah, that's the
band. They're greater than the sum of their parts.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the sum of their parts is greater than whatever the fuck it is.
I got it.
They're like Voltron. They're much better by themselves.
Motley Crue, when they had John Corabi, was a much better band.
Karabi's a better singer.
He's a better singer, but they still couldn't fill places because it wasn't Vince Neil.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so it's the guy. It's the legacy that they
Van Halen couldn't fill places because it wasn't Sammy or David Lee Roth.
Yeah, depending on who you sided with. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
filled them with Sammy and David Lee Roth. They didn't fill them with Gary Cherone.
And the funny thing is,
no, that didn't work.
That did not work.
But I saw that live. Actually, I was in Albany.
Oh, you went.
I saw that live at the SPAC. I was still in college.
Wow.
And I was like, I gotta see this because it's either gonna be awesome or it's gonna be a flop.
Well, he's a good singer, Cherone.
He's amazingly talented.
But it's just
it didn't fit with the brand of music.
How did it sound? No, the songs
it was like stripes and plaid, man. Just didn't go together. You know, really. It just didn't mesh.
The reason Hagar did is Hagar has got that voice that's, you know, rah!
Yes.
And
yes.
Sharon's
as smooth as fucking silk, you know?
And with Eddie's guitar, it just complimented it.
Yeah, you had a shredder with a scream. Yeah.
If I would have known that you would have wanted to go, I would have invited you. I just didn't want to be made fun of for asking you.
No.
Because I used to wear my shirts into the fucking dojo and you always had a comment.
Oh, it was great.
I'm like, it's Aerosmith, you asshole.
I know. I'm picking on rock people, but you gotta remember, being a Slayer fan, you kind of feel like that top 1%. You get an elitist dickhead attitude.
Do
about
you?
Yourself.
Yeah, do you?
Do.
Yeah, I guess. I guess Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, you know, making multi-billion dollars makes you feel better about yourself for the 2,000 people that saw Slayer.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm a little upset myself, actually, because it's one of my favorite bands, Lamb of God. I've followed them since 2000. They're amazing. They just lost their drummer, Chris Adler. You want to talk about tying the band together? Mm. He is argumentatively the best drummer in metal right now. Mm. The guy's amazing. And I know you know this band.
What, he quit or he died?
No, he left. He left the band. He quit. He went to go play with Megadeth.
Mm. Really?
That didn't work out.
No, that's right. They just needed somebody to play with, you know?
Dave Mustaine sidelined.
Yeah, because Dave.
I saw Megadeth last year. Yeah. Open for the Scorpions.
Yes.
They were good.
So, and that was good news, but. You know, Lamb of God's have been having some struggles with their past two albums. They did a cover album, which, whatever. And then their last full studio album wasn't them. It sounded like five fucking bands playing at once. Hmm. And usually when that happens, it's over. You know?
Yeah, it's if a band loses focus.
Exactly.
You know,
They lost their brand.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, not that extreme, but what Metallica did. Between Injustice for All and the Black Album. Mm. It was like, this isn't Metallica. You're a totally different band now.
Yeah, but the Black Album was their most successful album.
Unfortunately, because I remember listening to it, and I'm going to date myself now, in my 1989 Dodge Daytona, and throwing it out the window after the last song concluded.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Threw it right out. I bought it that day.
That cassette
bounced. I drove from Newburgh. I think I had to go to Kingston at the time. Anyway. I finished the entire album on the trip there and back, and when the album B-side concluded, I threw it out the window on the New York State Thruway and kept driving.
Wow. That's harsh.
Now,
you didn't like Enter Sandman?
Enter Sandman sounded like an elevator music if you put the elevator music to a distorted amplifier.
Really? Now, I thought it was a great album.
Shows what you know.
And Justice for All... I don't think was mixed that great. It was a great album. The one album, which is interesting, and when they had Some Kind of Monster.
Was not good.
Some Kind of Monster, it should have been titled, This Is Why Saint Anger Sucked. Because Saint Anger, I don't know,
bitch.
With that, because what the problem was, is not only, you know, with Hetfield coming out of rehab and stuff like that, was the drum sound. They had a drum sound running through the album where they had the snare drum set in a certain way.
A certain way? It sounded like a fucking tin pan.
I don't know what Bob Rock...
It sounded
Rock,
like my 8-year-old son banging a spoon on a tin pan.
I don't know what Bob Rock, who was the producer, and Lars were thinking.
They weren't.
One tune, maybe.
They weren't.
Two tunes, all right, you're pushing it.
No.
The whole album, you used that snare sound on.
It was horrible.
It destroyed that album. Some of the tunes on there were pretty good, but that snare, they were using was awful.
Lars's head's so big, he wants to invent snare drum metal. Because all their albums are like that. If you hear them live, they're playing live, you can hear all the instruments. Every album since Load and Reload has had his fucking snare drum in the front. Mm. That's not good.
Yeah.
It's snare drum metal.
Yeah.
And the Saint Anger album was like my 8-year-old banging on a tin pan for 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was all...
They got rid of that, they retuned the snare drum, and now all you hear is James Hetfield's voice trying to sing over Lars's fucking snare drum, and it's been like that for over a decade. Mm. The band shot. And I went to the Big Four concert.
Oh, really?
Yep. Oh, it was awesome. I'll talk about it. Like, Slayer fans. Mm. Like, Slayer came on. Anthrax was on. I'm from the Bronx. I'm an Anthrax fan. If you're from the Bronx, you're not an Anthrax fan. You're just weird.
Or Puerto Rican.
I know Puerto Ricans and Guidos, okay, my own, who were Anthrax fans. Yeah, guys with friggin', you know, slick back hair and, you know.
Well, they were Def Jam. Weren't they on Def Jam when they came out?
I think so. I'm not sure. I don't know who got the
break. But they were either on a Def Jam, but came out
Slayer did Def Jam, too. Yeah. So, yeah, they might have. Yeah, because Def Jam was picking up some thrash bands back back in the 80s.
You had
possible.
All that. That's what kind of gave him cred with the, you know, with the rap community.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, they hooked up with Public Enemy at one point and did a track. So Anthrax came on. I enjoyed that, whatever. Megadeth, you know, heard their stuff. Slayer came on, and all of a sudden what appeared to be, because they started the concert at like 4 o'clock on a weekday, which was fucking stupid. You're making music history. And yeah, anyway.
4 o'clock on a weekday?
Yeah, that was the Big Four concert. Yeah, 4 o'clock on a weekday. The sun was still out. And yeah, Anthrax comes on.
There's
and
no
I'm
time
like,
to
wow.
sing about hell.
Exactly. So
well,
anyway,
it's hot as hell,
Slayer comes on. And you can just see like a wall of Slayer shirts coming down from the stairs. They do their show. And all of a sudden, everybody sucks out again. Metallica filled the arena. But the Slayer fans literally came, watched Slayer play, and most of them fucking bailed after the show, didn't even want to see Metallica.
It's funny, my old boss was a metalhead, and we used to talk about it all the time. He went to a Metallica concert, and he walked, he goes, I stay 20 minutes. And fuck Hetfield.
Dude, exactly. Well, here's the thing. Hetfield wanted to try to sing, and he can't. Lars thinks he's the best drummer in the world, and there are high school juniors that can play circles around him. Mm. And that's just fucking truth. He's been playing drums for 35 years and never learned how to play the drums.
Yeah.
Kurt Hammett is an old school shredder. A Joe Satch student. Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Very good wah player. Very, you know, that Hendrix-y sort of blues school, which is interesting.
Exactly.
Metallica, yeah.
And yeah, it was a nice twist. It was a nice twist to Hetfield's rhythm.
Yeah.
He's a very Hetfield's a very strong rhythm guitar player.
Yeah.
Although when he tries to sing, we'll just call it cute for the lack of terms. So he should be growling and screaming. Anyway, losing Cliff Burton was horrible. Well, it wasn't only an untimely death.
Well,
what he did on the Master of Puppets album kind of set the standard, the gold standard for metal bass player.
Well, it's kind of set the standard for a band. Every band has like their musical director, the guy that is the better player, that has more theory and stuff like that. Cliff was the musical director of Metallica.
Yes, yeah, that was a exactly. He held,
so losing when he died, that was a big blow to
they
them.
They lost the glue. And to your point, you mentioned it earlier, and I wanted to elaborate on it. The way the Injustice for All album was mixed was horrible because they turned Newstead's bass down so much you couldn't hear it.
Wait.
So that was a bassless metal album.
Yeah, yeah.
You need that growl in the back for it to work, especially if you're Metallica.
Yeah.
You know, and the bass, I mean, God, like I said, Puppets was his magnum opus, but, I mean, even the earlier albums, Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Cliff held that band together.
Did Bob Rock produce Injustice?
I don't know.
Yeah, because whoever was running that thing should
they
be.
They didn't. Yeah. I heard it was a prank, which was even more unfortunate for the fans. I heard they did it as a hazing thing with Jason Newsted.
But the funny thing
they
is,
turned his bass down.
The thing about it is, when you go into the studio with a producer,
hi, Devin. How are you?
Yeah, sorry. When you go into the studio with a producer, you're pretty much calling the shots, and especially when A&M. I mean, you know, A&M's coming in, and they're going to look at the album, and it's like, you know, this is we're trying to make a multi-platinum album. Where's the bass on this?
Yeah, exactly. There was none, and again, all you heard was Laura's snare drum. That's when it started.
Yeah.
It started with Injustice for All and just got progressively worse.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there was a bassless metal album.
Yeah.
And it actually reinforced the fact to all those who have said in the past, and some people believe, that you could have a metal band without a bass.
Probably.
And that proved them wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Anywho.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. And Rammstein and Halford are gay, but that's okay. Back to that.
I didn't say Rammstein's gay. I just said they made out in support of LGBTQ rights. Yeah. And
shit happened.
No, I think it was planned. I don't think that was an oops.
No, you think so? Just.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think your tongue accidentally falls into another man's tongue's mouth and you hold and kiss. I don't think that accidentally happens.
No.
Good for them. All right, so that was
good. Thanks, Joe. I enjoyed that. I meet very few real metalheads.
Yeah.
Or people who even understand the music.
Yeah.
All right, on the break, we have some non-metal music.
Non-metal music.
We got Freaky DJs featuring Jimmy Hennessy and Cactus and Higher Life, and Mike Beach with running. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Baron Trump. We don't do enough Baron Trump stuff on this show.
Baron Trump. Because he's so important.
Plethora.
He's out there.
He's so important.
Greta Thunberg, Donald Trump, homeless people, refugees, and an outstanding display of spite. All sorts of fun shit coming at you. Don't go anywhere.